Okay, thank you so much, Lynn. And Lynn does such a wonderful job making it so easy for people just to be here, making them feel so welcome always, and making it so easy for the guest teachers, presenters. Right now, I guess it's me. Very happy to be here. I'm here every third Sunday. Really, really happy that the topic today is appreciation, and it's also on equality, exactly what Lynn was speaking about. And actually, equality is the one condition required for peace. Without equality, there's conflict, and when there's conflict, there is no peace. It's just simply that simple. And during the reading, we're going to have Lynn Johnson doing the reading today, even though I mentioned Suzanne, my wife, but she won't be able to really do it this morning. She is resting. So during her reading, Lynn is going to be mentioning the importance of equality and appreciation. They are really one and the same in many, many ways. Okay, I want to thank everyone for being here for this Sunday morning Awakening Together service that we have here every Sunday morning in the sanctuary. If you're listening in on the radio, thank you so much for listening in. And just like we do, if we were in a physical edifice where everybody is just standing next to each other, and they might just turn and say hello, good morning, give a hug. That's the same as we do here. It's an opportunity. I'm going to ask Lynn to be playing some music for us to actually share anything you'd like to, maybe your full appreciation for all that come here. And when you appreciate, you're appreciating all equally. So this is it. Lynn, the mic is all yours. Please use this as a time to share your hellos. Thank you.
Motioning, and you may not understand, need tears before the living truth appears and comes to take you home.
Okay, that was such beautiful music, and thanking everyone for sharing and sending your blessings, your greetings, your love. Just want to truly appreciate all that are present, listening, and just being here, your willingness to just join, because we are joined in truth, we are joined in this loving presence. If we're giving 100% of our attention, of our love, attention and love and acknowledgement and respect and appreciation, they're really all the same. I know we use different words, but, you know, words are twice removed from the experience of just being here now. Thank you so much. I'm going to mention Awakening Together's What is Awakening Together? We are a universal assembly of peers dedicated to recognizing and embracing universal wisdom regardless of the form in which it appears. We're also dedicated to recognizing the ways that we deny universal wisdom by adapting our personal beliefs and biases. That's so true about today's topic. We want to recognize these limitations so we can free ourselves from them and open to the continuous flow of universal wisdom. And our purpose is that we are an assembly of equals joining in common purpose, awakening to one true self within an appearance of many faiths, many cultures, many symbols. We seek to discern one truth and to rest in its embrace. And of the five core values, which, you know, I always take a look at them, and they all seem to be perfect for sharing. But this morning I have selected number two, which has a lot to do with today's topic. It says, we realize everyone is equal, and no one has been given spiritual intuition that is an authority over the spiritual intuition of others. We live this value by listening to each other, respecting each other, and allowing each one to be where he or she is. And that so embodies this morning's topic. I can't even begin to tell you that if we just took a look and contemplated on just that, that would be all that we really need to do. Thank you so much, Lynn. I'm always sending messages to Lynn, and she's always giving me exactly what it is that I need. Thank you so much. I asked her. I know that Jay just gave us the new count of how many members that we have here. And she gave me the exact amount. It's 426 members. And that's one of the things I want to just mention here in a few minutes before I turn this mic back over to you, Lynn. The idea that if you're a member here and you are receiving value, and you know you're receiving, well, you're either doing this because you think you have to do it as an obligation or a duty or something like that, or you're here because you actually receive something. And the way that you know that you receive something is you share it, is you give it. And again, and I have mentioned this a few times, you know, for those people who come here and you have made new friends here for sure. We all have met each other probably for sure here at Awakening Together. But we all have friends that maybe we haven't told about Awakening Together. And just the idea of mentioning that you do have actually a sanctuary of equals that you attend on a Sunday morning, or even that you're a member of Awakening Together, and it's very helpful just to have our website which is awakening-together.org. And yes, if someone wants to become a member, there's certainly no cost to become a member. And yes, they may be truly thrilled to actually read what our purpose is and to look at the five core values, because if you're in agreement and in accordance with, if you're in harmony with those five core values, you would love to be a member of an organization that actually has that as its foundation for membership. So it would be such a gift to give to someone, especially in this holiday time, you know, to actually share the wealth. If you are receiving value here, you want to share the value. If you keep the value to yourself, as Jesus says in a few places, you'll find that there's nothing there. But as you share it and you give it, you're giving it to yourself. Thank you so much for that. And the other few minutes that we have left, I'm going to mention, because today is the last day, and I know that Regina is one of the presenters for the Course in Miracles conference in New York coming up next April. Even though it's 5 months away, believe it or not, it's just about completely full. I say that there's 440 people who have registered as of now. There's only seating for 500, so there's only literally 60 seats left. And I assure you they're going to go very quickly. But today is the last day to get it at the current price of $499. It started a few months back in June at $399, and then it went to $449. It's now $499 tomorrow, December 1. Tickets go to $549. So if you had any inkling, take this as a helpful suggestion. If you had any twinkling in your eye to be there. And I'm just going to mention some of the people that are actually going to be there. Of course, Regina Dawn Akers will be there. I'm going to be there along with Lisa Natoli. Let me see if I can find some of the other names here. You have Earl Purdy. You have David Hoffmeister. You have John Mundy. You have Gary Renard. Joe Wolf will be there. I'm fumbling for names for some reason. Reverend Yolanda will be there on Sunday morning for sure. Dietrich Welsack is going to be one of the teachers for sure. Amy Torres, most of you should know Amy. She's really so prolific in the Miracles community. Reverend Mary Gerard Lenihan, who gives us pause for inspiration. Jennifer Hadley, Myron Jones, Jim White, Kevin Rice, Reverend Deb and Paul Phelps, right, who used to be a teacher here for many years. Cindy, Laura, and Gary Renard, I already said that. David Paul and Candace Doyle. So if you want to be there, and the $499, this is the last day to actually get that price. Tomorrow it goes to $549. And in a few months it'll be $600. So this is the last time to get it for $499. And I think I'm going to put up the link, and just in case you don't have the link, it makes it easy. And if you go there and do register, do put down Regina Dawn Akers. Name as a person that suggested and referred you, because that means that Awakening Together will receive credit, financial credit. It does help. Okay, and that is the link. Yes, that's the link. Barb, the water just put it up, and I also put up a link. But if you do register, do put Regina Dawn Akers, and then Awakening Together receives the financial credits. It's a good way of supporting Awakening Together. Okay. Let me take a sip. This morning, we usually have either Suzanne, who's my wife, who I did say would be here, but right now. She has to be resting a little bit more. She's going right through chemotherapy in these weeks, so she's not really up to being on the mic. So I did ask Lynn Johnson to stand in for her, but there was one page from my book, Into Oneness, which I did say I was going to read from. That's page 73, and this is what it says. Somebody once said, and actually that somebody was Werner Erhard. Werner Erhard once said, understanding is the booby prize. Understanding what the lessons say keeps us from practicing the lesson. Understanding what the lessons say keep us from practicing the lessons, which is all that is ever asked. You don't have to understand the lesson. Practicing, applying it in our daily life is what is asked for. Which, this is the experience that's required, is to live A Course in Miracles, not to understand it as a book of knowledge. The lessons do not ask us to understand it or believe it or to accept it. A Course in Miracles just asks us to do it, to practice the lesson on a daily basis. It is in the doing or the practicing of the lesson that the change of mind, which is the purification of our worldly mind, that prepares the mind for miracle readiness and for miracles. When we are hungry, we don't try to understand how a refrigerator works before we open the door. Now, you know the rest of that. When you're hungry, you just open the door. You don't try to figure out how the refrigerator works. Let's see, how does this thing work before I get to eat? No. You just want what refrigerator has. The lesson, when practiced on a daily basis, gives us exactly what the lessons are for. So I say, just practice the lessons, for that is all that is asked of us, and see how the world lightens up as you wake up whole and perfect. And with that, I'm going to just turn this mic over to you, Lynn. Lynn will be reading from the first of the three lessons of the Holy Spirit, chapter 6, section 5A, and paragraphs 3 and 4. Thank you so much, Lynn. This mic is all yours.
All right. Thank you so much, Dove. And I have a couple other paragraphs I was going to read, or parts of other paragraphs that I was going to read that also help to get the picture of what this appreciation is. So if you don't mind, Dove, I'm going to read those. The first one is from the text, chapter 6, section 1, paragraph 17. And Jesus says, I do not need gratitude, but you need to develop your weakened ability to be grateful, or you cannot appreciate God. He does not need your appreciation, but you do. You cannot love what you do not appreciate, for fear makes appreciation impossible. When you are afraid of what you are, you do not appreciate it and will therefore reject it. As a result, you will teach rejection. And so that's chapter 6 also, section 1. Then from chapter 7, section 5, paragraph 9, he says, as you can hear two voices, so you can see in two ways. One way shows you an image or an idol that you may worship out of fear, but will never love. The other shows you only truth, which you will love because you will understand it. Understanding is appreciation because what you understand, you can identify with, and by making it a part of you, you have accepted it with love. And I'm just going to say real quickly, this is what I found from my study of the nonviolent communication, is that really what it does is it just starts with appreciation of your brother. And then the next one is from chapter 7 also. Only honor is a fitting gift for those whom God himself created worthy of honor and whom he honors. give them the appreciation God accords them always, because they are his beloved sons in whom he is well pleased. So there again, Jesus is talking about appreciation being the only thing. And so here now is the section that Dove had asked me to read from chapter 6, from the gifts of the Holy Spirit, or from the lessons of the Holy Spirit, which are gifts. I have said that the Holy Spirit is the motivation for miracles. He always tells you that the only the mind is real, because only the mind can be shared. The body is separate and therefore cannot be part of you. To be of one mind is meaningful. To be of one mind is meaningful. Also, remember that Jesus said to be of one mind is to be miracle-minded or miracle-ready. To be of one mind is meaningful, but to be one body is meaningless. By the laws of mind, then, the body is meaningless. Paragraph 4. To the Holy Spirit, there is no order of difficulty in miracles. This is familiar enough to you by now, but it has not yet become believable. Therefore, you do not understand it and cannot use it. We have too much to accomplish on behalf of the kingdom to let this crucial concept slip away. It is a real foundation stone of the thought system I teach and I want you to teach. You cannot perform miracles without believing it, because it is a belief in perfect equality. Only one equal gift can be offered to the equal sons of God, and that is full appreciation. Nothing more and nothing less. Without a range, order of difficulty is meaningless, and there must be no range in what you offer to your brother. Thank you so much, Dove, for letting me read this. It is amazing, and I'm just so honored. Dove, the mic is all yours.
All right. Thank you so much for that reading, Len, and thank you for what you shared in addition to what was posted as the reading. The funny thing is you ended in the word honored. I'm so honored. And Jim Dunn just put up a few minutes ago, give only honor. And I know that's Holy Spirit speaking to me. I just know Holy Spirit's always speaking to me, especially when I'm here on a Sunday morning, always speaking to me. Because, there are two places in the Course where Jesus says the only gift to give to your brother is, and Lynn just read one of them, is full appreciation. But actually, you know, just as Jesus does in this Course a lot, you know, he uses different words. And of course, if you get caught up in words, you say, well, geez, he says one thing here, says another thing there. No, that's the ego speaking to you. They all mean the same thing. So Jim says, give only honor. And there's one other place. It's in text chapter 7, section 7, the totality of the kingdom. And this is what he says. Give only honor. Give only honor to the sons of the living God and count yourself among them gladly. So honor and appreciation really are the exact same. To honor them, to fully appreciate them is to actually see them totally. The topic of this particular session, which I did send out as a mailing and it's posted on Facebook, basically is saying what the world cannot give you is appreciation. You cannot love what you do not appreciate. And that line, what you do not love, you cannot appreciate, is a direct line from A Course in Miracles. Some of you may remember that was a topic on September 28th when I was here, and I just realized it was the same line. But we're going to take another look at the idea of you cannot love what you do not appreciate. The inspiration for today came from one of the daily quotes that Regina put out just recently, in the last couple of days. I think it was Tuesday or Wednesday, I'm not sure. And this is what it says. It came from Sri Nisargadatta Maharaj. And it says, when your desire is not clear or strong, it cannot take shape. Besides, if your desires are personal, for your own enjoyment, the energy that you give them is necessarily limited. It cannot be more than what you have. But when you desire the common good, the whole world desires with you. The whole world desires with you. Can you imagine the entire strength of the sonship joined with you? I mean, that's exactly what he's saying. And when I actually heard that, I said to myself, wow, that reminded me of something I had just read in the final section of The Course in Miracles, which Lynn Johnson was saying earlier today, earlier this morning, that, that she loves the final section, which is chapter 31, and all of them recap the entire course, all those, sections. But the final one, called Choose Once Again, actually speaks to us directly of, excuse me. It speaks to us directly of, do not have cross purposes. Because in this world, it appears that we have separate interests, separate goals, and separate purposes. And Jesus uses the word hell about four or five or six times in that final section. You're either keeping yourself and your brothers in hell by seeing that your purpose and your goal and your interest is not the same as your brothers, or you are joining with them now in the present, ever-present love of now, and seeing that we all share the same interest, the same goal, and the same purpose. If you're in the little small mind, the small mind of the small self that we made as a avatar, as a mind body in this world, which you're either teaching the curriculum of love and appreciation and honor of all brothers and sisters, or you're teaching the world's curriculum of I gotta get for me first, I gotta get mine before others get theirs, which is of course the idea that we call the curriculum of the ego, which is a very small, infinitesimally small idea, which has no strength whatsoever. I did put up one other thing which I just want to share. Here is the choice between a personal purpose and a shared purpose. One weakens and one strengthens. Inclusion strengthens. Exclusion weakens. So it's basically when all these things are things that we're doing to ourselves. You know, when it says the secret of salvation is I do this to myself, and people say, well, I would never do any of these things to myself. Please don't insult my intelligence. If you understand how the mind works, of course you're doing it to yourself. As soon as you exclude anyone from your full appreciation means to give all, to have give all to all. As soon as you exclude anyone, you're just weakening yourself. If you knew that, would you do that? But, you know, we don't do this on an academic basis like, well, okay, intellectually, I get what Dove just said. You know, why would I do that to myself? So I'm going to start giving full appreciation. Okay, brothers, I fully appreciate you. Well, it's really not that easy. It's really not that easy because there's a thing called unconscious guilt that's always operating. It's like this hidden application in the back of your mind that's always filtering your full appreciation. Full appreciation is to be totally present with your brother who's right there with you. You get that in every encounter is a holy encounter. Every encounter is a holy encounter. As you see him, you're going to see yourself. As you treat him, you're going to treat yourself. And as you think of them, you're going to think of yourself. Now, if you have any filters, any smog in there, any clutter, you know, a little confusion about, well, I like to appreciate this guy because I want to strengthen myself. No, it doesn't work like that. You can't fool Mother Nature. No, you can't. Actually, it's your own integrity. Our own integrity will not allow us to get away with less than totality. Our own integrity will not let us get away with less than wholly, fully present now. And the experience of being wholly, fully present now is I'm not dreaming anymore. We're all perceptions and all judgments are living. So the first thing is, and this morning Lynn mentioned what Spirit gave to Regina, rest, accept, and trust. You know, yeah, if you find it difficult to actually appreciate a brother, then pause. You know, pause for inspiration, as Reb Mary Lenahan would say. Rest. You know, obviously your mind is a little confused. You know, you're still looking at screens and filters that basically are not true. They're not real. And you only imagine these things to be because you have a history. You know, when I gave the topic, what the world cannot offer you, is appreciation. Only you can give and offer appreciation. It really comes from, and some of you may say, well, this is a metaphysical way of looking at it. Yes, it is a metaphysical way of looking at it, because the world is not cause. The world is an effect. An effect cannot give to the cause anything. And we know this. If you're doing the course and you're doing the text of the course, you know that this is a course in cause and not effect. So if you want to be cause, only you as cause can give full appreciation. The world will never appreciate you. And I realize for myself that a lot of the things I do, if I said 99.999% of the things I do because I would like to be appreciated. I would like to be respected. I would like to be acknowledged. And this world cannot do that. I mean, I'm swimming upstream. The world cannot give you any of these things. You find that, of course, in the last couple of lessons of the course, especially lesson 197, follows 195. 195 says, love is the way I walk in gratitude. But he quickly follows it with 197. It can be but my own gratitude. It can be but my own gratitude I earned. The world's not going to be grateful for anything. The world is an effect. It has no way of appreciating the Son of God. We can appreciate the world. We can appreciate a forgiven world, yes. But an effect cannot appreciate its cause. We are cause. I am cause. Nowhere does it say the Father ends and the Son begins. But when you fully appreciate all, to have all, give all to all, that includes all. It includes all that you have forgiven. But if something remains unforgiven because of some past perception, some past dream that you're still locked into, well, you can say these words, but they don't have any meaning. Very much like in that lesson 185, all I want is the peace of God. He says, well, yeah, I know that that's what you say. To say this is one thing, but to mean it is everything. To mean it means I have totally forgiven the world. And all in my dream, seeing them as the perfect, holy Son of God, as they always were. It was only my own mistaken judgments that I believe to be true that said anything otherwise. And as long as I'm locked into the past, I see only the past, lesson number 7, I give meaning to the meaningless. Another of the things actually looking at, we may have missed Black Friday, but we're just in time for Cyber Monday. Which is tomorrow, Monday. part of the genesis of what we're sharing here came from about 4 or 5 years ago, about 2008. I was listening to Regina, and she was going through NTI at the time. It was just about this time. It was just about around December 1, just about. And she was speaking on the book of Luke. And the room was pretty full. And someone asked a question, I don't know who it was, but said, Regina, what do you do when somebody gives you a Christmas gift? I mean, you know, somebody gave you a gift, but you didn't give them one. I mean, and you feel guilty about it. I do remember Regina's answer to that. She says, the greatest gift that I can give to myself or to others is to train my mind to see that the world is not real. That was a pretty much a paraphrase of what it is that I remember Regina saying. So if you make the world real, you're making the effect very, very real. And of course, the unconscious guilt is going to bother the hell out of you, man. I mean, you didn't put them on your shopping list. And please don't run out on Cyber Monday and put people that you forgot on you, because that's not what I'm about to say. Now, if the only gift, and let's see what Lynn was reading here from chapter 6, section 5, the lessons of the Holy Spirit, and let's read that paragraph 4. And I'm going to get down to the nitty-gritty of paragraph 4. It says, the real foundation stone of the thought system that I teach and want you to teach is that you cannot perform miracles without believing it, because it is a belief in perfect equality. And this word equality is going to repeat a few times in the next sentence. Perfect equality. Only one equal gift can be offered to the equal sons of God, and that is full appreciation. Nothing more and nothing less, and without a range, an order of difficulty is meaningless. So you know that in this world, an order of difficulty is very meaningful. For instance, suppose I got somebody a present, say a gift that, well, you know, maybe it cost me $20, $25, $30. And someone gave me a gift that, well, maybe cost $100 or $200. Oh man, even though I gave them a gift, I'm feeling terrible. There seems to be an order of difficulty there, a range of difficulty. My God, you know. But he's saying to me, without a range, when you see equality, there is no range. Without a range, order of difficulty is meaningless. And there must be no range in what you offer to your brother. So, you know, whether it's Black Friday, Cyber Monday, or any day of the year, if what you're offering, you have something of this world as a price tag. And I don't mean a dollar figure. I mean how valuable it is, or not as good, or not, you know, you compare it with other gifts. What you're giving really basically is as in cost terms, is meaningless. You know, you're giving something of this world. The only gift you can give of equal value that you give to all equally is full appreciation, which is another word to honor them completely, to honor, to acknowledge them. Yeah, all the things that people are doing. People come to the microphone and they want to teach. Yes, they would like to be acknowledged. And I know that Lynn is the most wonderful, like, acknowledger. Anyone who is an admin must be an acknowledger. You know, when a person comes to the room and they're speaking for 30 minutes or an hour, it doesn't really matter. And they get off the mic and no one even says thank you. No one picks up the mic and just thanks them for being here, for sharing. You know, that person is not going to return much longer. Yes, in this world, people want to be acknowledged. That's the only gift you really have to give. To be on the phone with somebody, you know, to be totally present, to be totally in attendance with them, to listen to them. And exactly as Kathy was saying here earlier, you know, if your mind is already thinking of the answer that you're going to come up with as a rebuttal, you're not appreciating them, who they are, where they are, and that's exactly what it is that it's saying, to allow them to be exactly where they are. That's what it also says in that other chapter 7. You cannot know your own perfection until you have honored all those who were created like you, and to allow them to be exactly where they are. That's exactly what the core value that I chose today also said. Let me see if I can find that core value again and just reread it. Here, core value number 2. We realize that everyone is equal and no one has been given spiritual intuition that is an authority over the spiritual intuition of others. We live this value by listening to each other, respecting each other, and allowing each one to be where he or she is, allowing each one to honor, to appreciate that that's who my brother, that's the role that he has come here to play in his healing and in my healing. When I'm healed, I'm not healed alone. I will see him as totally healed, that he is the complete, healed, holy Son of God now. Oh yes, you may have to extend some charity, and charity is a good thing to extend at this time of the year. And charity in course terms, you find that on page 27 of the text, you know, is to actually see your brother having accepted the atonement for himself, for he has accepted the atonement. He may not be aware of it yet. His script may call for, you know, some more going through some more mud or some more cleaning away the clutter, the confusion. But he has already accepted, just as you have already accepted. Look at Jesus. Was Jesus totally appreciated and accepted when he lived here in this world? Most of you say absolutely not. And you wonder why. Well, you know, why wasn't he accepted? He was just a beautiful man who just loved people, right? Oh, yeah, but as you know, and he was certainly wasn't accepted in his own hometown. He wasn't accepted in his own hometown. They kind of only remembered the past, you know, and, you know, we always say familiarity breeds contempt. Yeah, and why is that? Because the ego is in charge. We put the ego in charge, and the ego has a memory that would make Google envious. Instantly, when a brother is mentioned, that ego will say, oh, him? Rabbi? Teacher? Are you kidding me? And then think of the one time that I judged this person as not worthy, unworthy. But yet our worth is established not by anything in this world, not by our teaching or learning. Our worth is established by the love of God, who totally appreciates his creation, totally. So here we get into probably one of the things that we don't realize what we're doing when we're doing it, because we kind of look at each other thinking, well, this is going to be a long way for me to undo all these things I have as judgments and grievances against my brothers and sisters. But we can take a cue here from Mother Teresa. Most of you already heard this, but maybe it's worth listening to again. The last time I heard it was Wayne Dyer who read this. And no matter when you hear it, it does remind you of we have two different purposes. Either the ego's purpose and curriculum, which is, well, if that's what they do to me, that's what I'm going to do to them. And that's really waging war against myself, because I see somebody out there in the mirror, and perception, which is what this world is all about, is really a mirror. It's not a fact. I'm going to hold this grievance. This is what Mother Teresa says. This was the version found written on the wall in Mother Teresa's home for children in Calcutta. People are often unreasonable. They're irrational and self-centered. Forgive them anyway. Love them anyway. Appreciate them anyway. If you're kind, people may accuse you of being selfish and having ulterior motives. Be kind anyway. Love them anyway. Appreciate them anyway. If you're successful, you'll win some unfaithful friends and some genuine enemies. Succeed anyway. Appreciate all anyway. If you're honest and sincere, people may deceive you. Be honest and sincere anyway. Appreciate them anyway. Love them anyway. What you spend years creating, others could destroy overnight. Create anyway. Appreciate all anyway. If you find serenity and happiness, some may be jealous. Be happy anyway. Appreciate all anyway. Love them anyway. The good that you do today will often be forgotten. Do good anyway. Appreciate all anyway. Love anyway. Give the best that you have, and it will never be enough. Give your best anyway. In the final analysis, it's between you and God. It was never between you and them anyway. Now, it speaks to me in volumes, even though there's only about a dozen lines there. Because this world is really an illusion. Now, I know people say that word illusion, and people say, please don't use the word illusion, because, you know, I don't see an illusion. You know, I can kick the tires. You know, it's really there. I see the dirt. I see the mud. Please don't tell me there's no dirt and mud. Yeah, but who is doing your interpreting for you? Who is the interpreter? If it is the ego, all you're going to do is see dirt and mud, and you want to keep your brothers in hell, exactly as it says there in the final section of this course, choose once again. You'll keep your brothers there because you want to clean up the mud. You want to clean up the mud. And, you know, I got to clean up this world. If I'm going to save, you know, Jesus says, you know, are you ready to save, help me save the world? He's not asking you to clean up the mud. You didn't come here for that. You're here to remember the truth. And the truth will correct all the errors of your mind when I am willing to see what I have denied, for it is the truth. So this world is really a place of denial. So things that seem to stand for dirt and mud and clutter, confusion, competition, comparison, dog-eat-dog, has nothing to do with it. That's what the body's eyes and ears will tell you, especially using the special app given to the body's brain. They see what they want to see, and they report that back to you, who is counting on your eyes and ears to tell you if God has any mercy or compassion or love or appreciation for you. I mean, if he doesn't have appreciation and mercy and compassion for the others, you know that he's not a God of love and mercy. Is that true, really? So, in Choose Once Again, Chapter 31, Section 8, it says, choose once again if you would take your place among the saviors of the world or would remain in hell and hold your brothers there. So, if you're a savior of the world, you don't have to clean up the world. You just have to see the world forgiven, pristine. The world never did anything to you that you didn't ask for and receive exactly as you have asked. Yes, we made the world to deceive, and yes, we got caught in our own trap of deception. So he says, deceive yourself no longer that you're helpless, that you're powerless in the face of what is done to you. Acknowledge that you are mistaken, and all, all effects of your mistakes will disappear. Thank you so much for listening. Totally appreciate it. And I just want to say a few words to Ken and Becca Gibson, and also Bob DeWater. We're here the last two Sundays, and I just want to thank them for the really wonderful sharings, you know, as the temporary minister. They were here filling in, and each of you did such a wonderful job. I just want to acknowledge you for that. Totally appreciate. Right now, we're going to be turning this mic over to Lynn for some music, and it is a time that if you feel so moved to actually share and give at this particular point in time, if you feel that there's any value that you have received and you feel you want to give and share the values of giving at this time of year, it's a wonderful time to just give. And what you give, you're always giving to yourself. That is the truth. What you give, you're always giving to yourself. And I'm going to ask Bob to put up the link for a donation. Thank you so much, Ken, Becca, Barb. Turning this mic over to you, Lynn, and we'll be back in a few minutes for anybody who wants to share anything that came up on anything here or any questions. Thank you so much. Lynn, the mic is yours.
To the table, come to the feast, come be the giver of the praise, come as a lover, come as a friend, come join the joy that will not end. As you sow, you shall reap. If it's love you would keep, if it's love for which you live, and love you must give. Come join the living, come as you are, come for a moment, come to stay. Some come by fire, some by flood, but to love it's all the same. Pasture green.
Thank you so much, Lynn, for that beautiful music. Thanks, everyone, for being here, sharing. And yes, as Jim Dunn says, what time of the year is not a good time for giving? Of course, you're absolutely right, Jim. Every day, get up in the morning and say thank you, thank you, thank you, to have all, give all, to all. And what it is that I would give, but my appreciation. What we're really doing is appreciating that we are given the gift of life. You know, life is really eternal, changeless. It's like, you know, the Serenity Prayer. You know, I'm probably going to mess it up, but basically, you're appreciating the things that you cannot change, because you are, as God created, you can't change that, you know. And you're also appreciating the world, which is a world of change. It is a world of change. And serenity is knowing the difference between the two. It actually is total acceptance. Total acceptance. Total embracing, as Jim Dunn would say, you know. He says, I go beyond acceptance, I go to embrace. And fully appreciating is embracing. Fully appreciating is embracing. Okay, we have about 15 minutes. I know we have more time because the next hour will be a fellowship social hour. But if anyone would like to share anything that maybe came up for them, I'm just going to say, after doing the Mother Teresa prayer that was written on the wall of her home, she's really pointing out that we're really speaking about our relationship with our Father, our Heavenly Father. And if there's something you don't appreciate in this world, what we're really saying is, Father, I really don't appreciate what you made, you know? I could do a better job. And of course, that's the whole idea of the ego. The ego says, hey, you know, what do you mean join? I'm in this for myself. And I'm storing up all this information for myself. And Jesus laughs in lesson 344. He says, lesson 344, which I call one of the most powerful lessons in the course, is in fact, it's one of the two fundamental core themes of this course as far as I'm concerned. And it says, what I give to myself. This is the law of love, the law of mind, the law of God. So whatever you're giving to yourself. You know, it's so simple. You know, what is it that you would give to yourself? You think you can do something in this world to get appreciation? Absolutely not. No. There's nothing you can do in this world to get full appreciation. You can only give this to yourself. It can be my own gratitude I earn. Anyone want to share anything on any of this? Jim says, Ego's theme song is anything you can do, I can do better. Yes, that's one of the Ego's many theme songs. Yes, I can top that. Jim, I can actually top what you just said. Whatever you said, Jim, I can come up with one better. Yes, Lynn Johnson, this mic is all yours.
Thank you so much, Dove, and everyone who's here. And, you know, this is my song you're singing right now, David Fishman, because this is exactly what I've been shown, that unless I can appreciate my brother, appreciate, what you are, I certainly cannot appreciate what I am. And, Each different person maybe has a different way of seeing it, and you know that's good too. But for me, the more I tried to love myself, the more I found that I was unlovable. And the reason I was unlovable was because I had many, many guilty thoughts, guilty secrets. I really believed that I was responsible for everything that seems to be happening in this world that's not right, that doesn't appear to be right in my mind. I really believe that I had to fix everything that was up to me. And if everything was not fixed, then it was my fault and I couldn't love myself because of that. But what this course tells me that I see so true is that when I look and appreciate my brother, when I honor my brother for what he truly is, then I don't see my brother as being suffering. I don't see the madness in the world. What I see is a world filled with children who are innocent and who are just wanting to go home, and I can't punish them for that. I can't be angry with them for that. I can't attack them for that. That's silliness. It's silliness to attack people that are defenseless. And we are all defenseless. And so, if I'm defenseless, if you're defenseless, all of us are defenseless, then there is no reason to attack or to feel attacked. It is only by seeing the love, the innocence of my brother, that I can see my own innocence, my own love, and my own self. And so when I appreciate you, I appreciate me, because I see that we are one in Christ. And so beautiful. And yeah, Jim, that is part of the truth too, but I'm not going to admit to that right here. Oh, I just did. Sorry. Anyway, I'm going to turn the mic back to you, Duff.
Yeah, thank you so much, Lynn. Of course, everyone here knows you, so it doesn't really matter, you know, what kind of sense of humor you have. We all know that you are pure love. Pure love. 99.44%, 100% pure love. That little half of 1% really gives us another chance to choose once again. That's how we got here. We chose to see if there's something else. Jesus kind of has a sense of humor about it all, too. He says, hey, brother, what did you think more than everything is? And then he tells you in the next sentence, he doesn't even wait for you to answer. He says, more than everything is nothing. So, you know, choose again. You already have everything. You already have everything. You already have everything. Pure love. Okay. Is there anyone else that the Basie would like to share anything at all? Kathy Smith, thank you so much. Thank you, Kathy.
Hey, everybody. When you were speaking, Dove, about the part, where somebody gives you a $25 gift and then you're like, oh, gosh. Or they give you a $50 gift and you only bought them a $25 gift. And exactly as you were speaking about that subject and the guilt that comes up, my husband walked in from the other room. He's preparing to leave to go out of town for a week. And so we have a lot going on that has to be taken care of ahead of time. And so he was doing his thing and he walked out of the room where I'm listening and handed me a box and two cards. And today is our anniversary, which I had, I think in 23 years, I don't know that I honestly don't know that I've ever remembered it. And so, once again, today is my anniversary. You know, I think maybe he even mentioned that yesterday, and still today I did not remember that. And generally, between the two of us, we do not make those kinds of occasions a big deal, whether it's Christmas, birthdays, anniversaries. It's just not an obligatory sort of a thing. So maybe I've just completely released that in my mind. But I did notice this when you were speaking on your end of about the guilt. I had this sense of guilt rise in me, like, oh my God, 23 years later, and I have forgotten again to, you know, seemingly acknowledge this in any way, shape, or form. And I said to my husband, I think I feel guilty. And he said, only if you want to. Only if you want to. And that's always, always the case. Only if I want to. So that's all I wanted to share. Hope everybody has a great day.
Right, thank you so much, Kathy, for saying that, because I actually wanted to share a little on that. And you raised your hand, you kind of gave me a reminder This is that time of the year when the mind does start looking at its list of people that I want to remember. I don't have to put them on the list this year. And of course, that is really making the world real. I think Regina is still here in the room. I'm pretty sure she is. And I think her answer given to the question that was given was such a beautiful answer. Because if you deal with it on a one-on-one basis, such as, well, you know, I can rationalize this, I can rationalize that. But if you really say to train our mind to see that the world is not real, that unconscious guilt will begin to fall away, because it's, the world is a reminder of guilt if you give it that particular role. And the world has that role if we're into measurement. Measurement meaning, well, that's bigger than this, and that's more expensive than this, and as Jim Dunn was pointing out, you know, it's competition, you know. We just got a new car, but the folks across the way got one of those foreign super duper cars, you know, that costs thousands more. Well, you can't even enjoy what it is that you have, because that idea of the grass is greener, that somebody's doing something better, those are all the thoughts of the ego that keep us in that prison. And there's really no way out until I say, wait a minute, you know, maybe the world is not real. Maybe the world, that's my birthday lesson 132. Let me loose the world from all that I thought it was. Let me loose the world. The world, if the world is dictating to me what is good and what is bad and right and wrong, I'm going to be in a lot of unconscious guilt for the rest of my life. I have to begin to step back and say, by myself, I cannot do this. By myself, I cannot do this. I must step back. I gladly take second place to gain first, and allow the Holy Spirit to show me. And the Holy Spirit is saying, just love your brother as he is. Fully appreciate your brother as he is. So, you know, at that particular moment, whether it's today or tomorrow, perhaps today, perhaps tomorrow, you know, when you look at that list, you know, if you look at that list the same way you've done in the past, the same stuff is going to come up. Well, I got to do this. Last year I did that, and this year, you know, and you have that whole history, you know, that memory that the ego lives in. But all that is ever asked, the only gift that you can give, the only gift that you can give that is of full value is full appreciation. That is the gift that you can give to all equally. There's no range of order of difficulties anymore, and when there's no range, the ego cannot roam. You give the ego even an inch, it's going to take the whole bag. You know, it's going to run the mind. But when you give full appreciation, and yes, it, by the way, it takes practice to give full appreciation. Another word for full appreciation, and I just came up with this today, just about a moment before we started here, is trust. What you're really doing is you're totally trusting in God. You know, like, just before I came on, I realized that Suzanne wasn't going to be able to be here this morning. And I did say to Lynn, I need you to do the reading. And I noticed myself going through a little shakiness there. You know, the things are not going to be exactly the way that I would like them to be. And what came up for me is trust. To rely upon spirit totally. That's Janine Jansma's acronym for T-R-U-S-T. To rely upon spirit totally. And I did trust, and all of a sudden I became peaceful again. You know, because when things don't go exactly the way you thought they were going to be, well, if you get shook up by it, you know, upset in any way, it's a setup to actually see if I'm totally trusting or not. There's no midway and trust. It's either 100% or none. If you're totally trusting, you can let go and know that all is going to be perfect. And by the way, all is perfect. It really is. All is well. All is well. I'm going to turn this mic over to anyone who wants the mic at this point. Anyone wants to share? We have a whole hour coming up, and I know Barb DeWard is on, and we have a full day ahead. I'm going to be on again this evening at 8 o'clock. And, yes, I already said it's going to be on the same topic we're talking about. I don't think you can say enough about equality. What is your EQ? What's your equality, your EQ? And your EQ is your willingness and your ability to see sameness. And in this world, you will not see sameness. No, there will be some people who will seem to be more deserving, more worthy, and there will be others who seem to be less deserving and less worthy. And, yes, that's exactly how the ego mind operates. But this is, of course, in practicing, in living these ideas, not to study them, not to intellectually know them, which is mainly a concept, but to live them in the moment, to actually experience that all I am ever asked to give to anyone is to fully honor them, fully appreciate, acknowledge them, to fully respect them. Everybody really wants to be respected. Everyone wants to be acknowledged. I know I do. Okay, and Jay says that's because we are all serving, we are all deserving. Okay. Anyone at all want to take the mic for the last few minutes? We do have a full day ahead. I'll let Lynn, who does that very well, tell us about the day. I'm really so happy to have been here as a opportunity to be here and to serve once every 3 weeks. Yes, as a final reminder, today is the last day. If you do want to attend that Course in Miracles conference, in New York, April 17, 18, and 19. Today's the last day to get it for $4.99. Tomorrow goes to $5.49 and then goes on to $600. And that does include, most of the meals. You get Friday night dinner and their buffets are so sumptuous. They give so much, and you get to sit down with all your brothers and sisters. And as Rev Tony Ponticello says, the real conference is not in the breakout sessions. The real conference is going to be in the dining room when you sit down and you are joined with your brothers and sisters who come from all over the world to actually hear. Remember, the topic for this conference is the holiest place on earth is where an ancient hatred is replaced by a present love. And you are in that present love every time and every moment that you are giving full appreciation, because in a present love, you can only give full appreciation. Thank you so much, Beckett and Ken Gibson. Thank you so much, Deb Gary, for being here. I saw you walking in at the beginning, and I said, wow, I gotta thank Deb Gary for being here. Thank you so much, Deb Gary, for being here in my life as a teacher in my life. I've said this a few times, and I think we just went through this again. And it doesn't matter how many times you go through it. It's just a joy to have you as my teacher in this dream that I have chosen for myself. Thank you so much. Turning this mic over to you. Oh, I see Deb Gary has her hand up. Deb Gary, this mic is all yours.
Hi, y'all. I just had a little something I wanted to say. Can you hear me? Okay. Because I had, I sort of tend to do everything publicly. And you guys that are on Facebook know I do stuff publicly. And I had also do stuff publicly in here. And because the last thing you heard from me was an ego rant aimed at Dove, but I wanted to express to y'all how perfectly Holy Spirit arranges everything. I used to hear Dove say that all the time, that everything is perfectly arranged for our healing. And of course, at first, that always looks like it's just words. And it isn't. And that what Dove just posted there, the holiest spot on earth is where an ancient hatred is replaced by a present love. Well, the dynamics between Dove and me has felt like an ancient hatred on my part. I mean, I don't think he ever hated me, but boy, did I hate him, you know, off and on, just off and on for years. And, you know, and it popped up again after I thought it was done. You know, I thought I had full forgiveness and it popped up again. And now see what I can look at and look back and see is how perfect the trigger was. I mean, it's like whenever I'm triggered, the most important thing is for me to notice it and then ask for how to see it, which is what I finally got in the practice of doing. I don't think it's like a mistake for me to be public. I think I'm supposed to be public. It's just that I'm doing my process in public too, and people don't tend to do that usually. It's just that that's how I've been doing it. And I don't know what anything is for at all, you know. And so, you know, I'm learning it as direct experience. And, you know, and my appreciation for Dove and all of you, you know, within the community is so great that sometimes it sort of hurts my heart, you know. Y'all know Lynn. It's like that. It's like how Lynn is, you know, that passion that she has and everything. That's how it is. And, okay, thank you, Alex. See, it's like all of this, we're all demonstrating it. And you know, anything that might look like a mistake isn't really. You know, like whenever I was upset and I said, I came in one Friday night and I said, I'm a big phony. And, you know, over... You know, what the deal was, you know, I said, I'm a big phony because I was triggered again. And Dove happened to be the trigger. Well, it doesn't matter what, you know, who the person is. And because none of us is special, you know, I'm a course student and so that's my path. And it is an absolutely perfect path for me because I can hear Jesus with the Course. I can hear, which I think probably all of us have gone through, the asking something, you know, asking God if you're there type of thing, and not believing that anything would really happen. But because of the way the Course is set up, for me it's perfect because it teaches me how to look at these things and how they can be healed. And so I've come to a place where I don't mind if it looks like I'm making a fool out of myself. And boy, at first I was embarrassed all the time. And I was constantly apologizing. I'm so sorry. I showed my butt again, you know, and all that. But no, see, I feel spirit all over me right this minute. Okay, this is what the Course teaches. Jesus teaches me in the Course that to have all, give all to all. And that was the first thing that Dove started saying that just rubbed me the wrong way, to where I thought, if I have to hear that again, I'm going to have to kill him. You know, but that's resistance. That's what we have when we're resisting listening to spirit. And so it is quite a miracle, and I'm so grateful. And I'm so glad that Dove was always led in the things he does, because, you know, then I have the opportunity to heal, you know, because of him happening to be a big trigger for me. And none of it matters why. I don't have to know if we had something in a past lifetime. I mean, I'm guessing we probably did, because I don't know why it would have, any other reason why it would have been so huge. But it's such a blessing, you know, and see, that is one of everything that Jesus says in the Course is he means it and it's true. And so if I open up to it instead of shutting my mind, shutting my heart, running away, which has always been my, that has been me for 64 years on the planet, is close off and run away. You know, come out a little bit and show your butt, then go back in, you know. I mean, it's just been a pattern with me. And so I wanted to say a little something whenever I, because, you know, what I do reminds me of a lot of what Regina taught me about just, you know, second by second guidance. That's what's going on with me right now, is what I heard Regina talking about, you know, a long time ago when I first met her, and how powerful all of that was for me to see an example of what is it like to follow guidance. Because it seems scary at first. It seems like, you know, I feel, well, I'm going to lose something. No, there isn't anything to lose. There's nothing to lose. We only gain from spirit. There is nothing taken away ever. We let go, like is taught in the Course. We look at so that the things that are in the way of the awareness of love's presence can come forth into awareness. And so that's what I finally started doing after the patience of all of my Course friends continually remembering it for me and expressing that. And so that I finally saw, okay, because I knew I'm not leaving this community. I'm not leaving. I don't care what it takes, you know. I'm supposed to be here. It's like my heart was screaming that. And so I'm listening to that. And I wanted to share appreciation because of the last thing I said on mic. It was an ego rant of being mad, you know, and not understanding. And so that way, I'm not actually not sorry. I'm not saying I'm sorry, because everything is arranged perfectly. And I even understand why people don't apologize. I'm understanding that a little bit better. I used to think, you know, because especially with Dove, I just insisted, you owe me an apology. Well, no. I mean, I don't know how to say why it's no that he didn't owe me an apology, but I'm just sort of seeing it, you know, and how it's all perfectly arranged. I mean, we're literally not, let's see, how do you say that? We're literally not co-signing each other's ego stuff. Thank you, Dove. I think it is too now. I mean, I don't know of any other reason why I would feel so much to share. It has to be that. What else could it be? You know, Jesus is teaching me about, you know, littleness and magnitude, and how, you know, humility is not that you you know, like beat your chest and say what a pitiful sinner you are and that sort of thing. That's not humility. We're the Son of God. That's just a fact. We are as God created us. That's just a fact. You know, so anything other than that is what's arrogant. So let me drop the mic and thank you for letting me share and thank Holy Spirit for being my words. And, well, there's no sin, Jim. I know you're joking. There are there any non-sinful sinners? No, I guess no. But, you know, it depends on your definition of sin. There is nothing that's not forgivable. It's impossible. I don't feel like I can go like full into like teaching right this minute all that I'm seeing, because I don't want to get up in my head. I want to stay in my heart, because that's where it works. So let me drop the mic and thank you very much. Okay. I love y'all. Thank you. Well, wait a minute. I was trying to drop the mic. What happened? Then I can't drop the mic.
All right. Thank you so much. That was really so helpful. You know, obviously, I could hear the truth being spoken in your words. Yeah, we don't really know why any words are said. We really don't know. And the willingness to just share whatever comes through is really our willingness to just step back and allow whatever is there to be there. If I think I need to protect or cover up or defend or not hurt or whatever it is that I think, I'm really listening to the voice that basically is into hurt and defense, and I really don't want to do that anymore. All I can say is that you do share everything publicly. Everyone does know that, and I am so happy that you have shared your heart right here. Shakespeare himself says, how could you refrain when you have a heart full of love and the courage to share it? You, Deb Gary, certainly have the courage to share what's in your heart. Thank you so much. I'm going to also share something that Jacqueline Eckhart said, which is today's daily quote, and that is, after you have lost everything, when all is lost, the self remains. That is today's quote. Regina will be here tonight at 10 o'clock for that. I just want to say that. Thank you so much, Jacqueline. That is so, so true. There's nothing that has any value that you can lose. And that's part of the serenity. That's part of the trust. You can't lose anything that has any value. It is always with you and for you. Always with you and for you. Thank you so much, all. Turning this mic over to you, Lynn Johnson.